720 WGN on the road with Dane here, Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. There is no place better in the world right now when you look at that weather, and it's the first of, I'm sure, many nice days that are coming. But this is, I think, one you appreciate more because it is, you know, the first one that we've had verifiable, almost 80 degrees today. So get out there and enjoy it. Keep your radio on here to WGN. So I wanted to mention, too, 312-981-7200. You can call in. You can text in. The way to go ahead and be entered for our Indy 500 tickets today is to name off, just give some suggestions for your favorite place to see cars, whether it's a museum, a car, I know we got the Volo one, or whether it's one of the great cruise nights or car shows that happen all around Chicagoland. And on a regular basis here on the show, we're going to be featuring them, not only them, the cars, and just mentioning them, but the people and the communities. I think it's so cool that so many of the communities are involved completely. Some of them, they block off the streets. Everybody looks forward to it, whether it's the business people, whether it's the car people, of course, they love to show it off. The restaurants, some of the, you know, the bars, the stores, and certainly the thousands of people that come out may not have a car at all and may not live from that community, but they just get out there and enjoy seeing the things. And but right now, two people are going to be taking a road trip to one of the most intimidating places in the world when it comes to the culinary side, is Iron Chef Stadium. And it's Chef Stephanie Izard, and she's you know her from Girl and the Goat, Little Goat. She was a Top Chef champion. She's one of our most beloved chefs here in the Chicagoland area, and Chef Sarah Gruenberg, so much great stuff over at Spiaggia, and Monteverde is killing it. She also was a Cochon champion as well. Just this last year, we saw her out in Aspen. So they are going to be taking their Chicago culinary chops and pride to the Food Network coming up for Iron Chef Gauntlet. It's going to be exciting, guys. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Even on the TV side, there isn't a lot of shows where you have, you know, Alton Brown there doing the play-by-play at the same time. And Iron Chef, I know, it's a whole another level. It's one thing to have the food as entertainment, but this is extreme competition with a lot of street cred, a lot of, you know, just pride on the line. And so, Stephanie, I know that you've done it. You've participated in it before. How much is that? Because I know it's a little bit of a different game as far as the format this year, but how much did that help you as far as preparing for it?
I think it helped me in just motivating to want to go on the show. I did a challenge years ago against Michael Simon, and he beat us because he was an Iron Chef. And I came back really upset, and my sous chef said to me, he's like, well, that's why it's called Iron Chef and not called Iron Challenger. Right. I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So I think I wanted to get back into the world and see if I could kind of prove it to myself. That's something that always drives me. So just the opportunity to possibly be an Iron Chef was really intriguing.
And for both of you guys, I mean, there's a lot of weight here. There's chefs from around the country here, and of course, chefs from all over, you know, the world, are participating in one Iron Chef, but kind of representing and being indigenous Chicago personalities. Do you feel extra pressure to do this for the home team?
Or did you? Look at, you know, it's like you're wearing your Cubs hat, you know, what's happening at the Blackhawks. It's like Chicago is a very proud city of our sports teams. And like, I remember after winning Top Chef, I walked into a bar and people started cheering like I had just won some sort of like sporting event. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm a very competitive person. So I think we both feel that support from the city of like just loving and supporting all the chefs and all the restaurants. So hopefully we do the city proud. We can't tell you guys what happened, but we'll see.
Yeah. Chicago is a place where we both decided to, you know, plant roots and open our restaurant. Thank you. And so it's, you know, Chicago's the best city in the U.S. in my opinion, and a place that I want to cook, and it's fun to do that.
One of the things that's kind of cool about the show is that the ingredients are sometimes kind of different, kind of odd. I think familiarity with diverse cuisines is important. And you guys have traveled a lot. Like Sarah, you've traveled the world. How much of that experience went into you being prepared?
A lot. You always have to have a few tricks up your sleeve and some ingredients and techniques to use. And traveling is the best way to find that throughout eating and drinking and traveling the world.
Well, you know, for us that are watching it, we're thinking just basics, because it would be hard just to make anything. But as you've traveled and you've had some dishes that you found across the world that you really liked, do you start to try to, you know, kind of showcase your talents or your skills, or, you know, kind of show off a little bit with some of the dishes? Where you're like, oh, this will be great. This will really wow the judges.
Yes, but most of the time I'm wrong. If they'll actually like it, no. You always want to have a few techniques and ingredients, but it really comes with what your heart tells you to cook that day. It really does. Like,
so you're channeling some kind of culinary spirit animal or something at the time?
Pretty much. You know, if you deviate from that, it's really not a good idea.
Now,
you got to cook what you're going to cook.
And Chef Stephanie Eisert, of course, you know and love her as from Top Chef and all the great restaurants here and all the things that she has done. And I remember your experience. I remember texting back and forth with Bo McMillan when you were on talking about like, wow, this is so great. And we talked a little bit about it before, but how much just, you know, sometimes just being familiar with just the situation, knowing kind of what you're involved with and what you're up against can help a lot. And so talk a little bit about the importance of that experience with being prepared.
Sure. I think, you know, I think for both Sarah and I, having been on Top Chef before, like definitely prepared us to go on Iron Chef Gauntlet because we know what it's like to cook in competition and know that like, yeah, deviating a little bit is a bad idea and not seasoning properly is a bad idea and kind of knowing it just makes something really delicious and then you know you're not going to get kicked off. But I think going into Iron Chef Gauntlet, it was a little bit more of, yeah, some techniques and things that you can wow people with and something you're excited to show off on television and maybe looks really cool. So people are like, ooh, wow, she's pretty badass.
Yeah, and, you know, we had a lot more to lose now. Back then, it was like Wild West, right? You know? Didn't have restaurants yet.
Right, yeah. It's a little more embarrassing when you have restaurants and people have really high expectations and you go on TV and you're trying to cook an egg and it's like, oh, it's not working.
Well, you know that's not going to happen. But you mentioned a little bit more to lose now. And I think that is like so, so important. If you're a young person, a young chef just trying to make your name out there, this is great exposure. Just being in the same room, the same show, the same kitchen, arena with those legends, I think elevates almost anybody. But you're right, because you guys are already, you know, acclaimed chefs, you know, highly acclaimed careers. You do have something. I don't know if you have something to lose because you know it's going to be at a certain level. And I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of
inside.
In those.
Inside,
but
inside.
Right there is a little bit of a risk, right?
Yeah, I think it's funny. When you guys see the show on Sunday, one of the other chefs named Shota, Chef Nakajima, he is a young chef who is just kind of coming into the scene and definitely went into it like knowing he had, you know, nothing to lose, only things to gain by just showing off how awesome he is, but not as fearful of people being like, I thought that you were like a top chef.
Right.
So it's different. Your mental state is a little bit different. I think you need to go in and just be like, you know what? I'm still just going to do the best that I can. But anybody that's in sports or anything, you know, like what are they up against every day when look at the Cubs coming back from the World Series? How are they feeling this season? You know, it's scary when people have high expectations.
Even people that have achieved, you know, a certain or a very high level of success, they'll talk about it. You know, big time musical acts, you know, they get butterflies before they go out and do that. Is there any of that, even with all that you guys have both achieved? When you get there, you're like, whether it's just, well, you got to go out and prove it again, or there are maybe some self-doubts no matter what's on the resume.
Yeah, I mean, well, on the show, each episode we walk out of this elevator, but standing there waiting for that episode to start and not knowing what the challenge is going to be and sort of we're all talking to each other like, what do you think? Do you think they're going to have like a live eel today? Like, what do you think is going to be underneath that altar?
Yeah.
A rattlesnake, which Sarah has experience with that I don't. So just your heart starts to pound a little bit and you just start, is today the day? I mean, they definitely create that scenario where the chefs are as nervous as possible.
Yeah, for me, it was like, don't be spam. I don't know if I can handle spam.
Spam's deliciously saltiness.
There's things you can do with spam, but right.
Yeah, but that's what's great about the Iron Chef.
Every chef has their own
fears. A kitchen stadium and the Iron Chef Gauntlet brand is not about giving us things like spam. That's what makes it so much better than I think other shows on television is that it really is real ingredients, things that we will use in our kitchens. It's not like, hey, here's some cheese crackers and some random things from the grocery. You're not running through the grocery store aisle of things that
Teddy
you would never put in your food. Yeah,
I love some Teddy Grahams.
And Sarah, of course, it's coming up on the Food Network 8 Central. This Sunday is the premiere. You've got a new format. So explain a little bit about how it's different with the three Iron Chefs now.
Oh, man. So there's seven of us that go on to compete, and we compete in day-to-day challenges. And then the winner of the first challenge has to choose someone else to go into the secret ingredient showdown with and compete.
Adding a little bit of, like, drama to the show where we were sort of, oh, well, I'm going to choose you because you're the best and I want to see if you go down. So adding, you know, they have to add some drama to the show a little bit.
We talked about the risk, a little bit of the risk of participating, of course, the excitement of it. And you guys are always up to challenges. You never stop. If you would, you would have stopped a long time ago. But how did it happen? You know, did someone approach you? Because I think just to be considered for this show, you have to be at a certain level. I mean, Chopped is great, but this is like, you know, 10 levels higher than that just to be considered. So how did they approach you? Did they just call you up one day? Someone shows up at your doorstep? Is it the guy with the big check in the yard and the balloons? How does it work?
Oh, that would have been awesome. Yeah, the balloons would have won me over in like 5 seconds. I think, you know, for me, it was getting a call, you know, obviously through my people, call your people type thing. But I never thought that I would go back and do more competitive television after going back for some other versions of Top Chef and not really doing my best. But because it was the Iron Chef brand and that name and that, it's just, I'm so excited that it's coming back, whether or not I was part of it. So I felt like it was something I couldn't turn down. I couldn't say no to.
Yeah, as a young, I mean, even as a line cook starting off, would run home Saturday nights to watch the Japanese version of Iron Chef. It's one of those shows that I think started all of the TV competition chef shows that really brought it to life. And just to get that call to say, hey, what do you think, was over the moon excited.
Oh, it is going to be great. You know that it's going to be compelling television with some of your favorite personalities in the world of food, iconic legends, and a new crop of Iron Chefs in the waiting as well. It is 8 p.m. on Sunday night's Iron Chef Gauntlet. Stephanie Izard and Sarah Gruenberg. Jonathan Sawyer, a guy who I know as well, is going to be involved along with some other great chefs. And so here on the road, we talk a little bit about travel as well. And so as you guys have traveled, if you want to leave the listeners with, from a food perspective, culinary-wise, like, what was one of the favorite places that you went? And one of those cool discoveries that you had along the way on that trip. Stephanie, if you want to go first.
Sure. I just, you know, having just opened DuckDuckGo just over a year ago, we went to China and Taiwan. And if you go to Chengdu, there's just amazing markets where you can watch noodles being made right in front of you and then eat them right then. And you're just never going to have something that amazing. The textures, the flavors. So yeah, go to Chengdu.
Chengdu. Yeah. Sarah, what do you got?
For me, it was Tokyo. I went to Sushi Sawada and actually cried. They it's like a 6-seat sushi bar, and the husband and wife team, and there was live prawns there, and they steamed them in front of you and then cleaned them and made nigiri with the tail and fried the head. It was like, I'd never
mind-blowing.
Seen, I mean, it was, yeah.
See? The passion that you guys have for what it is that you do certainly comes through in the success that you've had, not only, you know, on television and the restaurants, for the thousands and thousands of customers that you have. And it's going to be front and center on Food Network at 8 p.m. and Iron Chef Gauntlet. Guys, so thanks so much for taking time out. We're going to enjoy you tomorrow night on Iron Chef. And thanks for being on WGN today.
Thank you.